At least 13 prisoners convicted and jailed over Australia's largest terrorism plot in New South Wales and Victoria may be held indefinitely in jail after they finish serving their sentences. The new national uniform laws will apply to extremists considered a continuing risk to the community. It includes the so-called Pendennis Network, headed by a radical Melbourne cleric Abdul Benbricka and convicted in 2009 of planning a terrorist attack in Sydney and Melbourne. Political correspondent Louise Yaxley reports.
Senator Brandis and the Attorneys General from around the nation are grappling with what to do if a convicted terrorist can't be rehabilitated while in jail.
All of the attorneys, as the first law officers of our respective jurisdictions, understand the gravity of the threat that terrorism poses to Australia and its people.
The Prime Minister recently called on them to come up with a nationally consistent approach to the problem, which Senator Brandis says at this stage mostly affects New South Wales and Victoria.
There are 9 currently in custody in New South Wales, and there are 4 currently in custody in Victoria. As well, at the moment there are charged and awaiting trial 23 in New South Wales, 11 in Victoria, and 2 in Queensland. Now, in the event that those people were to be convicted, then they would also be people who could attract the operation of these provisions.
The New South Wales AG, Gabrielle Upton, reinforces how significant the issue is for her state.
The New South Wales government is strongly supportive of the laws that we've been discussing today. We congratulate the Commonwealth on this initiative. The stakes are high for New South Wales, make no mistake. We have more people in our prison than any other state that would be subject to these laws. My strong message is that we cannot afford to be complacent when it comes to issues of terrorism and the risk it poses to the safety of our community. And we must be unified across states and territories, and that is indeed what we have done today.
Their agreement in principle on the new approach came after a series of briefings.
At the commencement of the proceedings this morning by the Director General of ASIO, Duncan Lewis, and the Commissioner of the Australian Federal Police, Andrew Colvin. Greg Moriarty, the National Counterterrorism Coordinator, joined us throughout the meeting as well.
The anti-terrorism coordinator Greg Moriarty says authorities hope they don't need to use the laws but want them there in case.
All of the agencies involved in our national counter-terrorism effort at the Commonwealth level and at the state and territories are very committed to preventing people from becoming terrorists, to disrupting and diverting people who are heading down a path towards violent extremism, and to rehabilitating people who are convicted for terrorism offences. But where that is not possible or where there are significant areas of doubt, it's important that the agencies do have the legislative frameworks and the protections so that they can protect the community.
The move to change the law to be able to keep terrorists locked up if they're not rehabilitated at the end of their sentence is based on existing state laws which apply to sex offenders and violent offenders. After today's meeting, Senator Brandis says he and his counterparts are aware of the need to protect people's civil rights while also reducing the risk of terrorism.
We are determined, each of us in our respective spheres is determined to ensure that our laws are written in such a way that we are best placed to keep the community safe while always maintaining the appropriate balance between community safety and traditional legal protections. We believe that this legislation achieves those twin objectives.
The agreement reached today is bipartisan. Victoria's Attorney-General, Labor's Martin Pakula, is satisfied with the agreement.
It is a reflection of the very serious responsibility that bears upon us in terms of protecting our respective communities. It is important in regards to legislation such as this that a balance is struck between protecting the community and protecting fundamental legal rights. And the discussion that attorneys had today revolved very much around those issues. And I think we have come to a quite appropriate landing.
The ACT's Labor Attorney General, Simon Corbell, notes that there are already arrangements in the states to keep people, including sex offenders, in jail after their sentences expire in certain circumstances.
The ACT has indicated its in principle support for this legislative scheme today, recognising that the principle of post-sentence detention is not unknown in the criminal law. The key issues for concern for the ACT have been around ensuring that the application of such a scheme has a very high threshold, and that has been demonstrated in the provisions that attorneys have discussed today. And finally, I'd like to welcome the commitment that the Commonwealth Attorney has given today in response to issues raised by the ACT that further consideration will be given to an independent oversight mechanism for the application of this scheme to give the community confidence that it is being exercised and used appropriately.
Senator Brandis says the safeguards include that the decision on whether to keep someone in jail after their sentence ends will be made by a Supreme Court.
So the two thresholds are a high degree of probability and an unacceptable risk to the community.
That's the Attorney-General, Senator George Brandis, and Louise Yaxley was our reporter.